and the Solomon now. There is a thirsty. Naturally, generally, they are thirsty people. And also Hans. Hans means Hangsha. I told little before. I read in the English paper from E. Marina or something, and some Canberra or so. The furious, frank, and fiery Hans. Fiery Hans means German. And the furious frank, but at the time of Napoleon. And the poor fight was a very stiff fight. The Hans means Hangsha. And the Hangsha and the Param Hangsha, the two ancient sections, it is written in Bhagavata. The Param Hangsha, that a selected group given to religious life out and out, and the Hangsha that was under them, okay?
Devabrata. And Chitinites.
As I'm told that they migrated from Madhya Asia to Jerman and these places at some time. From when the attack came,
Parashuram.
He mentioned Parashuram.
Yes, and also from Jyoti. King Jyoti. Sarmishta and Devayani and King Yayati.
Oh, Yayati. They migrated to those places. It is mentioned that Swarabati, the river Swarabati, they crossed then the river Swarabati and crossed them on the other side. Swarabati. What is that river Swarabati? I don't know. It is mentioned there. They are vanished on the other banks of Swarabati. Maybe Bhalga or something, or Rhine. Rhine is on the other side. Bhalga is also passing from Germany now. The greatest river in Europe, coming from Russia, is going to Bhalga. There is a book written by someone as Ganga and Bhalga. The civilization on the banks of Ganga and Bhalga. The Caspian Sea, the Kushyap and the Caspian. Kushyap Rishi, the father of the demons and gods and demons. Perhaps his place, ancient abode, was near Caspian Sea. And this Barsha, Nabu Barsha, Bharat Barsha, Hori Barsha, King Pursha Barsha, Vidarbhita Barsha, the nine divisions in the globe mentioned in Bhagavad. Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol. The Bali was sent to the Patal. Bali, Raja, was sent by Vamanadeva to the Patal. Patal means the Urdhva. Urdhva is the northern, and the south is the Subterranean region. So in South America, Bolivia is there. Bolivia.
From Bali Maharaj.
Bali lives there for some time. Bolivia. But after all, the world of our sense experience is floating in our consciousness. This is the decision. Floating in the ocean of consciousness, not that world is in the mind, but mind, not that mind in the world, but world is in the mind. Mental sphere is more spacious than the world of experience of senses. The color and the sound, all superficial things floating on the ocean of consciousness. Consciousness is more deeper and more spacious. This mind and the brain of intelligence, buddhi, that is more spacious and more deeper, more deep. In this way, the part of our sense experience is very small in this, floating in a part of, in a corner of our mental experience, and bursts together. What we see, what we feel, that is a part of our consciousness. That is the real conception of things. Consciousness presupposes its experience. Presupposed by the world of experience. The cause is within and not in any external place. Then we can get out of it very quickly. If we can think so, it is difficult. We are accustomed to complain against our suffering, complain against others. That they are responsible, the environment is responsible for my misery. But that is misunderstanding. When we will be able to realize the misery comes from within, sometimes individually, sometimes collectively, it is comes from within, not from outside, then we get relief very soon. The experts, they are of such opinion. Bhagavatam, it is Bhagavatam one step further. When the misery will come to visit you, it is your own, the result of your own action previous, not only tolerate, but if you can think that it is the grace of the Lord, not only the negative side to tolerate, that my misery I am experiencing. I am undergoing the past actions, the results of my own bad act. Not only that, but with some positive tinge of nectar, it is the grace of the Lord, His sanction. His sanction is connected with this particular incident. And He is all good, unquestionable good He is. So there must be some good object in it. Satyanukampang, it is His grace. He wants me to purify as soon as possible, to release me as quickly as possible from my own action. That is His grace. If we can feel that, very easily and very quickly we shall get out of this misery. That has been recommended by Bhagavatam, to get out of the misery that comes from within. Nothing can occur, nothing can come without his sanction. And when his sanction is there, he is connected there. And his connection means his grace, all gracious. And we have to look to that. We have to invite that element of the great world above. And thereby we can we can promote our fortune, our faith, to be connected with that domain. Divine. No chaos. Everything is cosmos. And the cosmos connected with all good. We have to look like that. Kunti Devi invited, Queen Kunti invited such adverse conditions. Always keep me within adverse circumstances so that my heart can dive deep for prayer to you for my welfare. If I am engaged by the apparent pleasing environment, thereby I lose your memory, and that is the great loss compared to it. These are the spiritual instruction. Bhagavad. In Gita, outwardly, man of a man, jaya paraja, the both sides, gain, loss, both tension, deal them with equal spirit, stand erect and meet them, meet these both sides, success or failure, both equal, because the very plane is a concoction. Like a dream. To become a king in the dream, that is also false. And to become a beggar in the street in a dream, that is also false of equal value. So here loss and gain in this plane, all false. Don't allow yourself to be disturbed by the loss and the gain, by the victory or by the failure. And prepare yourself for the greater harmony. Neglecting these adverse apparent nearer environment. Prepare yourself as a student for the higher study, neglecting all these struggles coming to you. Gaul Hari, Gaul Hari, Gaul Hari, Gaul Hari, Gaul Hari. Be little and more ambitious. More ambitious. Not to confine your ambition to this mortal area. Gaul Hari, Gaul, Gaul Hari, Gaul, Gaul Hari. First desire.
Now the Kuri.
I feel tired. I distrust. Talking now. Gold, Hari, gold, gold. His eye, gold, Hari, gold, his eye, gold. Stay and wait. Let your clan and others come. He's expected, yes, sir. Swami Maharaj, Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Swami Maharaj met Indira, he reminded her that Indu, do you recognize me? I was there, the shopkeeper, the agent of Bengal Chemical in Theatre Road in Allahabad. You used to come with your father, who was a regular passenger of mine, the medicines from my shop. Then she could recognize, oh, you need not come to me any longer. You will send your assistance to me, and I shall consider it. She told like that. Told that Indira name was given by Rabindranath to Indira. Indira in the European pronunciation, India. Indira. India. Representing India. So Indira name was given by Rabindranath when she came to study for some time in Bodhpur. That is he, the name, University, Rabindranath, Shantiniketan. She received her education from perhaps Cambridge. Jawaharlal was a student of Cambridge College, and Indira was also a student for some time in Cambridge. And a year he took training in Vishwabharati College. Hare Krishna.
What is the meaning of the name Indira?
Indira.
Yes.
Indra. Uh-huh. Ind means resourcefulness, prosperity, Vaishyajya. Indra. Indra, the king of the heaven is Indra. Indra. Indra means master of property. And Indira means Lakshmi from Ind. Who can give prosperity. Ra means to give. Radhati. Rati means dadati. Rati means rakshati. Who can protect and who can give the prosperity. If she is Indira, Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi's name is Indira. Lakshmi Padna Laya Padna Kamala Sri Haripriya Indira Lokamata Ma Tirabdhi Tanayarama. These are the names of Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Padna Laya Padna Kamala Sri Haripriya Indira, Lokamata, Ma, Kirabdhitanaya, Rama. These are the synonyms of the name of Lakshmi. In the dictionary you will find Amarakosh, all synonyms. Hare Krishna. Indra, Indra is the king of heaven, the master of all this order. Find their sources. Hare Krishna. Ultimately, all goes to the Absolute. That is all relative position. The king, who is the king, that is relative. Ultimately, that the king is not master of his own body. But to be master of the old country. So, the absolute is Indra, means the absolute, the producer of all the sources is Krishna. Everything goes to Krishna when the rain is taken up, mukta pragraha. When the rain is taken up from the horse may run. Goes to the Absolute. Every word goes to the Absolute in its fullest meaning. and partially, relatively, it stands here and there. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. So cure yourself quickly. The press was waiting for you. Partially at least. Don't hurry. Krishna is the absolute, but he says, Aham Bhakta Paradhino. I am controlled by my devotees. But I am not independent. I have got my partiality. I can't avoid the request of my devotees. That is my weakness. But to do, who has left everything and they come to depend on me, how can I discourage them? You say, Durbhasa. How it is possible for me, who has left everything for me and don't want anything for me, but if any request comes from their side, if they request for the bee, how can I deny that? Is it possible? Ahanga bhakta paradhino jha satantra. Though I am absolute, but still I have to come of my own accord to a relative position. A father, husband, a son, all these relative positions I shall have to observe of my own accord, though I am absolute. I am in a system. They are all depending on me, and I shall have to look after them. The absolute does not mean that he is all cruel. Must be sympathetic also. What can I do? You say, in case of Ambarish and yourself, you demand you are a Brahmin, you demand you are a sannyasi, but you pray for fear of your life. But Ambarish is standing there. He is not going to step back when your created fire wanted to burn him. No padar, 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 no chachavu nipo. He did not get back, only one step back, no. He stood firmly. If I am culprit, let punishment go on with him. He did not back out. But you, when Sudarshan came to charge you were flying from this to that, from the four corners of the world. You were running after for fear of your life. Then, who is more dignified position, Ambarish or you? You are a Brahmin, he is a Kshatriya. But you yourself observe the Ekadashi day, Dadashi, and the time of Paran. You showed respect that Ekadashi Vrata for me. And he also did that. He showed respect to me by observing properly Ekadashi Vrata. And you thought he has dishonored you. You are his guest. And before feeding you, he has taken a drop of water to observe the Ekadashi day and which concerns to me. You yourself did that, Bhatta. And he also did that only for me, not for self-feeding, self-gratification. You could not tolerate. You thought he has dishonored you. So you say that you are a Brahmin, very near to me, and he is a Kshatriya, he is a little Parav, he is Grihastha, he is Parav, He was sannyasi, he was nearer to me, Brahmanyogi. But this is only a fashion, you say. But practically, he is nearer to me. He is not afraid of getting any punishment. And still he is waiting for you. He is fasting that, my guest, I have not fed, Durvasa. He is running hither, thither, restless. How can I feed myself? He is still standing, waiting. And when he will go, he will feed you, and then he will take yourself. What do you say? Jigar Dar Bhutraja left everything and surrendered wholly to me. Should I not protect them? A little gratitude I must not have. Only I am the slave of your formality, and not the speech. Your speech I shall ignore, and only formality I shall make much of. What do you say, your father? Go to him. You will have to go to him. And to see how magnanimous he is, still unfed. Unfed, standing, waiting for you. Go and see. And the Buddha had to come and see. And then appreciate it. Amurish came like a criminal. What I have done. All these troubles to you, Brahmin, my guest, only for my fault. I am a culprit offender. Please be appreciated with me. And the Pasha fell flat. Yes. So magnanimous. It is possible only for the devotees of Nara. You are so great. We think we have boast of our Brahminic birth and our yogic attempt. But in fact, you are really magnanimous people. And we are far below. In this way, Dutvasa began to. Ahu Anuntadasanam Mahatam. The greatness of the servitors of the Anuntadeep Narayana. You all people here, how say great, how magnanimous they are. Unparalleled position they hold and they hold. They said they began to preach that the Pasha, whose very nature is always to find fault with others and to give them punishment by his yogic power. That is his nature. But he began to sing the song in praise of the devotees by Kambodisha. Gaul Hari Bol, Gaul Hari Bol, Gaul Hari Bol, Gaul Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Have you taken anything?
Yes, Maharaj.
All right. The diet is everything now in this stage of your disease. You have got, that is a good sign. Nizayo Badinandu?
Wait,
has gone?
Yes, Maharaj.
Left. And timely he has come, could catch the train. Optimistic we shall have to become. 100% optimistic. And no place, no room of pessimism. Krishna Bhakta. But he will apprehend that I may not commit any offense, especially against Krishna. Very alert. This will have to become. So precious, so valuable fortune we are aspiring after. So we must be very, very careful. It will raise, rouse envy, jealousy on different parts that we are connected with such a great fortune. We must be, as much as possible, we must be very cautious, careful, that no disturbance may come outside to do away with our our pure aspiration. So Mahaprabhu Tatinada Vishuni Jena Taduda Vishwishnuna Amanina Mahanadena Kirtani Yasarahuri. In one word, you must be conscious that you are living in a place which is worthless, no value. Tatinada Vishuni Jena. Don't go to oppose anyone. No meaning of any opposition, giving any opposition. It is all fictitious. Why should I lose my energy to give opposition to something? All fictitious. Taruda Vishwishna. If any opposition comes to you, don't care for that. It is also, and their motivation is superficial. That may not affect your inner trained up thought. So don't be very careful about any opposition coming to you. Don't create any opposition to others, and still if any opposition comes to you, try to not to care them. This is all futile. Amanina, and don't hanker after any appreciation from the ordinary public, any name and fame, appreciation, because they do not know. Their appreciation has got no value at all. They are all like madmen. They are besides themselves, their own good, they do not know. So their appreciation has got no value, depreciation has also no value. So don't hanker after any appreciation from the public. As Manadhyay, you know, and still you must be alert to give their due respect, otherwise they will come to disturb you. Like bribe, you show some, offer some respect to them. And go on with your own company. As much as undisturbed, try to make progress as rapidly as possible. Because circumstance may cut up your this opportunity and the connection. So as much as the present circumstance you will be able to utilize, you try to do that. Live in the acting, you know, trust no future, however pleasant, that the dead past buries dead, act in the living present with heart within and God overhead. But this policy, go on. Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Galadha, Nidai Gaur Galadha, Nidai Gaur Galadha, Nidai Gaur Galadha. No. Make you fall flat on the bed. Minus infinity is infinity. Zero minus zero is zero. Zero plus zero is zero. Zero into zero is zero. So is the question of infinity. Infinite plus infinite is infinite. Infinite into infinite, infinite. Infinite minus infinite is infinite. Beyond the reach of calculation. So, adhukshaja is beyond our jurisdiction of understanding. But he can connect us. He can connect us. We can't. Then, how we can have his connection? Only drawing his attention to connect with us. So that is to, by increasing our negative characteristics, and so helps the mind position is the worst position. I desire the best attention. Sincerely, by such prayer, we can draw his attention. That is our property. So, try to increase the negative aspect of our life, to draw his attention, that he may come down to us. We can't go up to his level. Never. But he can come down. And how to attract him to come down to my Lord over? That is devotion. That is the very nature of devotion. Increase one's negative aspect. That I am rest of the Lord. I am the most needy. Not the mere statement, but such sincere feeling in one's own heart. That can draw. Now it is positive. The owner, possessor. He can exercise right, exercise his power. And we are dependent, related position. Potency. Master is he. He can utilize us. We can. Gaurhari. Jamir Vaishab Vinati Tena Lobha. No qualification is sufficient to draw his attention. His mundane qualities, the knowledge of the scriptures, the sharp memory, intelligence, energy, all very low. Nāyamātmā prabhasanyama lubhō no mebhaya bābhūnā sutena. Never, by no means. Jami vaiśabhyati. Whomever he, out of his sleep will, comes to connect, he can have a touch of mind. He can come, so subtle, so efficient, so powerful in all the steps, holding her position. So he can connect, but we cannot connect good enough to very gross. Gross thing cannot enter. Subtle thing can enter into gross. Ether can enter everywhere. But earth, stone cannot enter into ether. It can float on the ethereal ocean. So our position is gross. Consciousness, fine consciousness, very sharp into it. That is also gross in comparison with his nature and existence. So Aroha Pantha, ascending method is a failure. Descending method, that the heat will descend to my level. Honest prayer, heartfelt prayer, that is bhakti, devotion, paramagati, surrender. No other alternative, my Lord, without your attention, without your grace, no other alternative. Such sincere wish can touch him and that's right. The nun, humility, in the beginning of Sarnagati. Then humility. And not any show of humility, but most heartfelt, sincere humility. Then one helpless, humble, necessarily he will search for some support. Then Atmanivedam, Dhanam Atmanivedam. When one felt himself quite helpless, then naturally he seeks for some support. So Atmanivedam, I have to throw myself for any existence or improvement or measurement. But I have nothing. I have no entity. So some entity is to depend on, to rest on is necessary. A dire desire necessary. You have to go wrong and then to accept it. You are my protector, you are my guardian. You are all in all, and I saw myself at in your face, sweetly. I have no other alternative. Gopchitya, avashyarakya krishna vishyadava. And the first one, the idea, he is great. He is magnanimous, he must protect me. He must give me shelter. I have to first have such an idea. Bhakti anukuni matra dargira vijaya bhakti. And what is favorable, such life, to accept that. And what is unfavorable, to reject that. This is Saramaya. Gaur hari bol. This is the basis of spiritual life, of devotional life. Without this, no devotion can stand, can stay, can be considered, can exist.